On this most holy night, in which our Lord Jesus passed over from death to life, the Church invites her members, dispersed throughout the world, to gather in vigil and prayer. For this is the Passover of the Lord, in which by hearing his word and celebrating his sacraments, we share in his victory over death. Let us pray. O God, through your Son, you have bestowed upon your people the brightness of your light. Sanctify this new fire, and grant that in this Paschal feast we may so burn with heavenly desires that with pure minds we may attain to the festival of everlasting light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us hear the record of God's saving deeds in history, how he saved his people in ages past. And let us pray that our God will bring each of us to the fullness of redemption.
A reading from Genesis. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you alone are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and its mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and its mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the air also, male and female, to keep their kind alive on the face of the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. The rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah with his sons Shem and Ham and Japheth and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his sons entered the ark, they and every wild animal of every kind, and all domestic animals of every kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every bird of every land, every bird, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, and 2 of all flesh in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female, of all flesh, went as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood consumed the earth 40 days on the earth, and the waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters swelled and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, whose wonderful deeds of old shine forth even to our own day, you once delivered by the power of your mighty arm your chosen people from slavery under Pharaoh to be a sign for us of the salvation of all nations by the water of baptism. Grant that all the peoples of the earth may be numbered among the offspring of Abraham and rejoice in the inheritance of Israel. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Exodus. The angel of God who was going before the Israelite army moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel. And so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went into the sea after them. All of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers, at the morning watch, the Lord, in the pillar of fire and in the cloud, looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into a panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so that they turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and the chariot drivers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry land through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work of the Lord, that the Lord did against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and his servant Moses. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who are reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out of the spirit of the Lord. He set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and I prophesied, and suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and the flesh had come upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. We will read the Psalm 114 responsively by half verse. Hallelujah. When Israel came out of Egypt, Judah became God's sanctuary. The sea beheld it and fled. The mountains skipped like rams. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? You mountains that you skipped like rams. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. Who turned the hard rock into a pool of water.
Almighty God, by the Passover of your Son, you have brought us out of sin into righteousness and out of death into life. Grant to those who are sealed by your Holy Spirit the will and the power to proclaim you to all the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. My son, Max, my youngest son, is sometimes afraid at night. I asked Max if it would be all right for me to preach about his fears. He said, and he's 9 years old, he said, "Will it only be at the 6 o'clock service?" I said, "Yes, only at the 6. He said, "Well, those people must be very faithful because they show up very early. And so I bet they're nice too. So all right, if it's only the 6 o'clock, you can preach about it, Mom. So consider yourselves among the honored." It's when we turn off all the lights and I leave him alone in his room that he becomes scared. And we've tried everything. We've tried handling rosaries. We've tried holding candles, lighting candles in his room. We've tried saying prayers. But the only thing that seems to help is when I actually go to bed under his bunk and sleep in the bottom bunk. That seems to help. There is a beautiful song that many of you may know called the Servant Song. And in that song, there is a verse that I'd like to remind you of. It goes like this. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fears. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fears. The resurrection, the miracle of what happens on this morning, is impossible to describe. It's impossible to rationally understand in any way. So instead of trying to explain it with words, the earliest Christians worshiped by trying to show you what it was. And what they did was all through the night, they would read the Holy Scriptures as you and I have been. And they would kindle a fire. Just as the sun was beginning to rise, they would kindle a fire. You know, when you kindle a fire, light appears out of nowhere, doesn't it? Out of the darkness. You're at one moment rubbing two sticks or rocks together, and in another moment there is this spark that appears, this light that seems to come from nowhere at all. Resurrection is light that enters the darkness from nowhere. Just like in the very beginning, when Almighty God created the heavens and the earth, the first words of the Lord were, "Let there be light," and light appeared from out of the darkness, from nothing. Everyone thought that Jesus was dead, that there was nothing left. And they were so afraid. And then from out of nowhere he came. And he promised us that there is light at the end of the dark tunnel of death. He promised us that we have nothing to be afraid of. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fears. This morning, as the sun rises, we're going to baptize Peter. Peter, do you realize that this moment is the most pivotal moment of your entire life? that in this moment, mysteriously somehow, you are welcomed into heaven itself. Many Americans no longer believe in heaven. And one of the reasons why, it says in Newsweek, is because we're worried that heaven might be boring. Isn't that funny? We are afraid. Our greatest fear is not of joy, it's of boredom. We're afraid that heaven's going to be stagnant and boring. But G.K. Chesterton reminds us that God is never bored, and that boredom itself is something that only develops later on in childhood and into adulthood. The earliest child, the infant or the toddler, is never bored. They are constantly transfixed by the wonder of the earth, and that's the way God is. Do you know how a tiny baby will bounce on his daddy's knee, and he loves it so much he'll say, do it again, right? And he'll say, do it again, and he never seems to get tired of it. That's what God is like. In the morning, when the sun rises, God says, do it again to the sun. And in the evening, when the moon comes, God says, do it again to the moon. God is in perpetual joyful infancy. It is only us who have grown too old and too sinful and too weary to ponder boredom itself. No, for God in heaven, everything is wondrous and new. And God wants to do it again and again and again. And so, Peter, I cannot describe to you what happens today, but I know that it's beyond our understanding, that you begin a whole new life. And I want you to think about being a child again and keeping awake, because from this day on, God is going to play with you, going to surprise you, going to dance with you, in miraculous ways that will be only yours and yours alone. And last night, Max went to sleep on his own. He pictured Jesus sleeping under his bed instead of me. And it worked. Hallelujah. He's there for all of you. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fears. So when you think of Easter, instead of picturing just a bunny rabbit or some eggs, I want you to think of that kindled fire, that light that enters into the darkness from out of nowhere, that lights up your whole life forever. Amen. Peter, are you ready? Okay. And stay right there. That's perfect. Congregation, we continue in your bulletin on page 6. Yes, family, friends, please come. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Peter Edward Campbell to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Peter, do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
Peter sponsors friends and family. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce that.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Will the congregation please stand? Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person and his life in Christ?
Yes.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe
in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Peter, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Peter, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Alleluia! Christ is risen!
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us welcome the newest member of St. John's Cathedral. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord is risen indeed.
All right. Join us for a breakfast after this service. You're all welcome. We're so grateful to those who have cooked, to the Hunts and to the Skeels and those who have worked so hard to make us breakfast this morning. It is in Tolliver Hall following the services. I want to remind you the offices are closed tomorrow, and next weekend we're going to have an Evensong. Actually, not next weekend, but the weekend after St. George's Evensong, so don't forget about that. And remember, all of you, if you're visiting or new, we welcome you. We're so glad you're here today on this beautiful day. To share with us in this celebration. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said to us, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with John, Mary, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and is raised for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.